أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم لهم شركاء فليأتوا بشركائهم إن كانوا صادقين يوم يكشف عن ساق ويدعون إلى السجود فلا يستطيعون خاشعة أبصارهم ترهقهم ذلة وقد كانوا يدعون إلى السجود وهم سالمون ذني ومن يكذب بهذا الحديث سنستدرجهم من حيث لا يعلمون وأملي لهم إن كيدي متين صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed last, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had responded to a thought that the Quraysh of Makkah had, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them well in this world, insofar as the material resources are concerned, insofar as children, health and wealth, etc., then according to their logic, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them even better in the hereafter, if there was a hereafter. To their minds, there was deprivation insofar as the Muslims were concerned, so they will be deprived also in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them if they have any kitab, any book where they recite from that this has been written, or did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take any qasam and Allah swore any oath that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala definitely promised them this. Now Allah says, Am lahum shuraka, or do they have some partners, some associates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these associates of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have informed them such misinformation. فَلْيَأْتُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ إِنْ كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ. They let them bring their shuraka, these associates of theirs that they have ascribed to Allah, and let them come forth, give the evidences, إِنْ كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ, if the Quraysh were truthful about it. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. Now this beauty of the Qur'an Kareem is in different ways and in different aspects. There are many aspects of the Qur'an Kareem in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has been very clear, categorical. There was no need for any misunderstanding. There was no need for interpretation. But amongst the beauty of the Qur'an Sharif is this also, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses certain aspects that our minds cannot fathom, our minds cannot understand. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created our minds limited in its comprehension, and like that every other sense is limited, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tests our belief in the Qur'an. Allah tests our belief in these ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about certain aspects which in the terminology of the ulama is known as the mutashabihat. In other words, there is a certain degree of unclarity, ambiguity. We may know the meanings of these words, but exactly how they take place, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not describe to us, because our minds will not be able to fathom them. And hence Allah says, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ. On that day, when the saq, when the shin, will be unveiled. Now what is exactly the meaning of this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not describe to us in this ayat? A hadith in Bukhari Sharif, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives us a glimpse of the description, that together with everything else that will take place on the day of Qiyamah, the earthquake, the tremor, and everything else that goes with it, one phenomena at a point in time that will take place will be the unveiling of the shin. And here the shin, like how we have shin, that is not the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has it, but this is from those aspects of our deen and the Quran Sharif that we do not understand. But there will be this unveiling of it, and when it happens, وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ, then man will be invited, man will be called upon to make sajda. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ, and they will not be able to do so. So in this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that those who had been sincere in their salat, they were sincere in their namaz, then they will go down into sajda. But those who perform salat and their namaz for sum'ah and riyah, that is to show others, and so that people will hear about the salat, their backs will become like a plate, and hence they will not be able to bow down. Their necks may go down a little bit, but they will not be able to bow down and go down into sajda at that crucial time, at that time when the sajda was most required. So in this world, they were able to show people, they were able to deceive people about their piety, about the coming to masjid, etc. And at this time, let us make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants us sincerity in every deed and in every action, and most especially insofar as our salat is concerned. So those will be the conditions of the munafiqeen, the conditions of those who show off, those who do things to show other people, those who do things so that people may hear about their piety, etc. And hence Allah says, فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ, they will be unable to do so. خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ, their eyes will be stooping down, in other words, with absolute disgrace. They will now not be able to face whatever comes forth. تَرْحَقُهُمْ ذِلَّا, they will be overpowered by an absolute disgrace that will come upon them. وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ, and certainly they will be called, they will be invited to the sajda. وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ, whilst their bodies were hale and hearty. In other words, absolutely nothing wrong, but they will not be able to go down. And now in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us, especially the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to perform sajda, and that means to perform a complete salat and a proper salat. And in this world, we are totally hale and hearty, yet sometimes, Allah forbid, we refuse to do so. Sometimes we have excuses. Sometimes material pursuits overtake our deeni activities, and the result is Allah Ta'ala must not make this happen, that at that crucial moment when we are called to make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is unable to do so. Fadharni wa man yukadhibu bihadha al-hadith. Going back to the theme of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, leave me and those people who has denied this narration, this discourse. Here the hadith, the narration, the discourse refers to the Quran Sharif itself, that mankind has denied it. So leave me. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, we will take them to task step by step. مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, from places which they do not know. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I go on giving them respite. In Nakedi Mateen, but my plan is absolutely strong. So they will go on refuting and denying the Quran Sharif, the Nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, different aspects of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system is such that Allah ta'ala grants man respite, and man thinks he is right in the wrongs he do, and then eventually Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gets hold of him. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.